Proclamation number 7500 of 15th of January, 1960. Plan of salvation is explanation for everything. In my eternal plan of salvation, you humans should seek the explanation for unusual events of all kinds. You should always know that everything is based on my love, wisdom and might, that everything is arranged according to purpose, that nothing happens without my will or my permission, always adapted to the eternal plan of salvation. That everything serves to lead the spiritual back to me. Whether it is the creation around you, whether it is the individual's destiny. Everything is arranged in such a way that it serves the spiritual's further development, regardless of its degree of maturity. The spiritual substance, which is still bound in the creations, undergoes upward development according to my will, whereas the spiritual substance in the stage of free will, as a human being, determines its degree of maturity itself and therefore its course of life unfolds according to destiny, again in accordance with my will, because I know how its development progresses best and what is necessary and appropriate for the individual human being. The human being therefore has free will and therefore determines the degree of his maturity himself. My plan of salvation, however, takes this free will into account and shapes his earthly life such that the will can freely decide again and again and also help this soul to mature. I know the human being's will from eternity and have also based my plan of salvation on it, but one day it will lead to the final result. The return of all spiritual substances which once fell away from me. I will not refrain from influencing the human being's will but never by force. Which understandably requires a long time. But before me 1,000 years are like a day. What I don't succeed in one redemption period I will succeed in the next or the one after that. But the freedom of will remains preserved in time. Since the spiritual is embedded as a human being on earth. Nevertheless, the individual's course of life is determined by me, and even all events which affect him from outside are permitted by my love, wisdom and might such that they can somehow have a blessing effect on the soul if the human being's will is good, that is, if he no longer offers me open resistance. Yet all this knowledge is hidden from the human being as long as he has not sought or established a bond with me. Until then nothing is known to him about a plan of salvation, he knows nothing about the creature's correlation with its creator, he knows nothing about a return of the spiritual, about an apostasy of the spirits from God. He is completely ignorant when he begins his earthly life as a human being. And this knowledge must first be imparted to him. He must be willing to accept it and seriously concern himself with his God and Creator. Only then will it become clear in him, he will grasp the correlations, he will now find the explanation in my eternal plan of salvation for everything that mentally moves him. And then there is also the possibility that his free will now decide correctly, that he will direct it correctly and that his fate in life will determine him to want and act correctly, that his soul will mature and he will start on the path of return to me and he will now also reach his aim. Only when the human being knows why he is on earth does he begin to live consciously with a spiritual aim. For this reason I will then also present my eternal plan of salvation to him when I see that he desires this knowledge, and then he will also realize that my plan of salvation is only based on love, wisdom and power, that I will not depart from it, even if eternities still pass by. For I will not eternally leave in the abyss at which once fell away from me, but my aim will always and forever remain to lead all fallen things upwards, back to me, from whom all created things once originated. And my aim will always and forever remain to form children for me out of my creations, which, however, has to be achieved by the creature's own free will. Yet I will also reach my aim, and one day everything created by me will be close to me and inexpressibly happy. One day my work of return will be finished, even if the process of development will extend over eternities. Amen.